Week from tonight, some events get underway. Railroad Days 2022, it is back. We're going to find out all about the event coming up next week. The people in charge, we've gone through some changes here, and it sounds like a lot of the old favorites that you've loved during Railroad Days are going to happen. Some new things as well. Joining us to talk more about it, she is the Executive Director of the Railroad Hall of Fame here in Galesburg, Julie King. Julie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us. And with the City of Galesburg, Tony Aligny-Estel. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in with us here this morning. So it's back. We were just kind of talking off the air about the fact that, you know, with things were kind of in limbo with we had coming off of COVID and that, and you're kind of feeling like, here we are. This is the event we've kind of been looking for, and as we take over and, you know, change in the leadership as far as Railroad Days goes, and you kind of feel like, hey, this is the year. Here we go. City, come out and support us.
Railroad Days is back and better than ever. We're excited to see how the festival comes off this year.
Yeah, and so many things, like you talked about some of the old favorites, and the Wilson Family Carnival, and I'm guessing that's probably one of the things that's going to get underway on Thursday evening.
That's right. Yeah. The carnival will start Thursday, run Friday, full day Saturday, and most of the day on Sunday.
And where will the setup be? The same as this past few years, kind of on the square?
Yes.
Area? All right. Which I think it's such a great place for it. It was okay where it was past years when it was over in different parking lots. But I just think that setup is really perfect for it. You got a little shade and everything, too. So really, really great setup for that.
Really popular with the kids. And
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about some of the other things that are going to be happening this year. We got the Choo Choo and Brew. We've got Art at the Park and lots of other things. Let's kind of start going through the list here.
Sure. So the Choo Choo and Brew Block Party is new this year. And one of the things I love about Railroad Days is that so many local organizations, community organizations, come together to put this on. This event is sponsored by the Downtown Community Partnership. It's going to be from 5 to 10 p.m. in Park Plaza on Friday night, and it's really our kickoff event. Local restaurants are going to be serving some of your summer favorites. There will be beverages available for the grown-ups. From 5 to 7, moms and dads, kids, you'll want to head over to Park Plaza. The mobile playground will be set up, and they'll have a variety of playground toys. There's giant yard games, jump rope, hula hoops, sports balls, tunnels, tug-of-war ropes. It's all set up, get this, in a retired rescue fire truck.
Oh,
so
wow.
So just a fun thing for kids to do. It's free. Starting at 7:30, however, with a $5 cover, so very affordable, the band Midwest Hype will perform and play through the rest of the evening, so kind of transitioning to that older crowd. But, again, really a fun kickoff event. Thanks to DCP for organizing it.
Yeah, and Park Plaza is such a great venue. We even saw it like we saw yesterday with Cafe in the Park and the way it's been redone. And Tony, it's so great. But, you know, and the city, obviously, this is a big event for the city of Galesburg also. Because, yeah, a lot of the folks in the community come. But we get people coming from around the country sometimes, too, for an event like this.
Oh, sure. You know, this is the kind of the first kickoff event of the summer. And so definitely we'll put our best foot forward. But, yeah, we do attract quite a bit of out-of-towners, so to speak, because of the railroad theme. We've also added a couple new events this year. One of them is a semi-truck show. We traditionally do a car show or a car cruise-in, which we'll have Saturday evening from 4 to 8. But we actually have a semi-truck cruise-in from 10 to 3. It's just the semi-trailer – or semi-truck, not the trailers.
Right.
They'll both be in the same location on Main Street between Cherry and Kellogg. But the semi-trucks, they'll actually have Bumblebee and Optimus Prime as part of their show. So,
that'll be really cool.
Sure, most of the listeners know who they are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, so many great things. And, you know, it all, of course, like you said, benefits the city of Galesburg as well and get a chance for Galesburg to show off and areas like Park Plaza and that and here in the downtown. So some of the same things, the vendor fair, I mean, there's going to be items available for purchase and that type of thing as well.
Informational vendors mostly over on Mulberry Street.
Okay.
And that will be co-located with a lot of other events that are going on down by the depot area. Discovery Depot is going to be open there with a special craft they're offering for the day. Over at Prairie Players, the National Railroad Hall of Fame is proud to present Lincoln and the Railroad. And that is a multi-layered exhibit and performance type event. We've got an exhibit on the building of the amazing feat of the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. But Railroad Day's favorite, Michael Krebs, our Lincoln impersonator, interpreter, who's been here in years past, is going to be presenting in the afternoon two different live performances. One will be a recreation of his farewell speech that he gave in Springfield, that famous phrase, the last best hope on earth, as he headed out to Washington, D.C. To assume the presidency. The other play is called An American Dream, and that is an original creation of the National Railroad Hall of Fame. It is a multimedia play that talks about, through Lincoln's own words and then through the words of the other individuals who were prominent in building the Transcontinental, it brings together that whole story of what he did with the Pacific Railway Act to create that,
well,
that line.
Some of the great things about that is, in years past, I think those of us that live here, maybe we kind of take the railroad for granted, and we're glad that we've got overpasses and underpasses, don't have to wait for trains anymore. But the whole history of it, and the reason Galesburg is here, because of the railroad. So it's really nice to have, and I know there were some complaints in the past, like, well, there's really not enough railroad-related stuff at Railroad Days, and now we've got that.
Sure. The railroad's just one of the things that really brings in people from out of town, because there's so many railroad enthusiasts throughout the country. And so, back again this year are the BNSF yard tours, which will happen between noon and 3 p.m. on Friday and Saturday for just $5. We'll also have the VIP yard tours on Friday and Saturday at 4 o'clock, and those tickets go on sale, or they're actually on sale now. And then also the Galesburg Railroad Museum will be open on Friday and Saturday as well. And all this is being done by the Galesburg Railroad Museum. They put this whole thing together, so we really thank them for all the efforts that they do.
Well, it's really cool. You mentioned the rail yard tours. If you haven't been out there, that's a pretty amazing operation to see.
Oh, definitely. One of the biggest attractions that we have.
Absolutely.
At this event. So.
Train and Toy Show will be back. Was that okay? So back at the Knox Field House, right?
They're down at the Knox Field House, and I think you won't want to miss the toy show this year. This is the largest show in the Midwest, right here in our backyard. They've sold over 300 vendor tables, and get this, they're bringing in 10 model train layouts. So kids, young and old, are going to want to go by and enjoy that. And there will be drawings every hour on the hour to give away a model train set. So come on in. It's free for kids under 8, $5 admission. They're open. Most of our events are on Saturday. I'd say 90% of them. But the Train and Toy Show is one that will also carry over onto Sunday. So you got opportunities through the weekend to visit there.
And movies as well. I mean, and train-related movies for free.
We're happy to have the participation this year of the Galesburg Public Library, and you can head on over there if it happens to be hot, as we've experienced.
It might happen. Yeah, who knows?
There'll be a way to cool off and get that dose of railroad in your blood.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie King from the Railroad Hall of Fame and Tony Lugniesta with the City of Galesburg joining us. Railroad Days, it all gets underway a week from tonight, next Thursday, with the Wilson Family Carnival here on the square here in downtown Galesburg. And lots and lots of other events, some things happening Thursday, Friday, and like Julie said, the majority of the events coming up on Saturday, and always some really other fun events that happen. Firefighters Challenge, that's always a fun one. And then again, if it's hot, if you so choose, you can get a little wet during that event too.
Oh, for sure. They are definitely looking forward to doing that. The local firefighters around our area always love to participate in that event.
There's full details on every event, on time, at www.galesburgrailroaddays.com. I want to real quickly say a thank you to our sponsors, BNSF Railway, the City of Galesburg, Norris Sound and Light, G&M Distributors, Vanser Maintenance Away Equipment, Sinbad Vapors, Nature's Treatment, and the Holiday Inn Express.
All right. So, yeah, can't do it without the sponsors, the cooperation of the city and everything as well. Just so many wonderful events that are going to be happening throughout. We mentioned Abe Lincoln and the railroad, the history with that, along with, as Tony mentioned, the semi truck cruising, which is something different and new that's added to it, the antique car cruising as well. We'll have crafts for children at the Discovery Depot, and a little 3-on-3 basketball tournament again this year. Is this for the younger kids, or is this, what's the age groups in this?
The age group is 15 and over.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit older crowd, but yeah. It's teams of up to four people, $100 to get in, but I know it's something that the community has asked to bring back for a long time, and we actually had somebody wanted to put it together for us.
Yeah, well, that's great, because that's a hard thing, getting volunteers to do things like for this. Sure.
One little switch this year that I hope folks will take note of is that we reached out early on to our local restaurant community to see if they wanted to really step up and be involved and sponsor. We were delighted with the response. So you'll notice we won't have food trucks on the street for coming in from out of town. Our local restaurants have stepped up to offer specials for that day. We've even got a couple establishments that are going to have to-go boxes. So if you want to grab your food and run on out to your favorite event or go sit in beautiful Standish Park at Art in the Park, check out the website. There are 9 participating restaurants with either some of them grilling out on the street, some of them offering to-go boxes. Really pleased to see their participation.
You know, and that is great because I think with an event like this, sometimes we those local restaurants get a chance to showcase themselves for those out-of-town guests. But again, we here, again, take things for granted. It's like, well, we'll just grab a corn dog on the street or whatever and don't during that time when we're down there, don't necessarily think about that. So that's a really great thing.
If you find that you don't want to run around and see the events or go to any of the activities, you can still enjoy a Railroad Day special in one of our homegrown restaurants.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I was going to ask at my age if I get a 3-on-3 team together, can we have like 12 on our team? Because I'll need that. I can be in for like one play and then sit for, 45 minutes and then
we
in
can
for
do
another
it like,
play.
Like hockey and just subs on
just
the fly,
a line
right?
change, right?
Yeah.
Just a line change. Well, yeah, so many fun events. All right, so as far as the 3-on-3, what do you need to do? Will you be able to sign up that day or call ahead of time to get signed up?
You need
up,
to register ahead of time with Jason. His information is on the website.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and you also have a Facebook page as well that people can check out information on there. So let's talk. We mentioned, it takes a lot of volunteers to do a lot of this stuff, and obviously for the 3-on-3. Are there volunteers that may be still needed for events that you're aware of? And if so, how would they go about getting signed up to help out?
Sure. If anybody is interested in volunteering for any part of the day, they can reach out to me over at the City of Galesburg. My email address is on the city website and, or they can just call, 343-9151 and ask for, Tony.
Okay. All right. So again, if you'd like to help out. So then we're going to wrap up the Saturday portion of it. And this is something a little bit different. There's been, in the past, there's been different things. There's been street dances. There's been DJs and stuff. But this is going to be a really cool thing. You get to cool off at the Orpheum Theater, our beautiful venue here in downtown Galesburg. In fact, Aaron is sitting right next door in the FM 95 studio right now. talk about this show coming up Saturday night, Julie, on the that would be, what, the 25th?
Yes. This is another one of the events that is new this year. With most of our activities happening on Saturday, we really wanted to have a big headliner event for Saturday night and settled on a Beatles cover band called Britbeat. This is a nationally acclaimed group, so if you grew up with the Beatles, you're gonna know these songs, you're going to be able to hum along and know the words to them. But even if you didn't, as a younger person, these young men from Liverpool changed the face of popular music forever. It's not just the musicianship that makes this show worth attending. The showmanship is also going to be really fun. They have 6 costume changes throughout the evening. It sort of takes you through the different eras. There is an immersive multimedia backdrop that also showcases the life and times of the Beatles. So tickets are only $25. You can go on to call the Orpheum box office. Show's at 7:30. It's a great end to a great day.
Absolutely. So, wow. Just some, again, a lot of the same old events that you love are going to be back again, but lots of great new events as well for Railroad Days 2022. Then, of course, Sunday, the Train and Toy Show will still be going on over at the Fieldhouse at Knox, and the Wilson Family Carnival still will be operating as well. And restaurants still be open and having some of those specials.
Tours,
the art tours as well, yeah.
We don't want to fail to mention the historic Hobo Village that the Historical Society is presenting over at Peck Park.
Okay.
Great place for the rail fans to watch trains going by. They're offering food, live music, costumed reenactors. So it's a little bit out of the way, but well worth the trip over there. We're going to have 2 trolleys to take you around town if you, don't want to drive or however you're coming into town, that's the best way to see the sights.
Absolutely. Well, so many great things going on. Again, Railroad Days, it all gets underway a week from tonight with the Wilson Family Carnival on the square next Thursday night, and a lot of great things Friday, the Choo Choo and Brew, and so many things going on Saturday. Again, you can check out Railroad Days website, the Facebook page as well. Tony, anything else you'd like to add about some things going on with Railroad Days?
I guess just one last thing, but I definitely want to, for our art enthusiasts, mention Art in the Park.
Right, yeah.
That happens on Saturday. It'll be in Standish Park. I know it's been a kind of a fan favorite over the last couple of years. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Julie, anything else you'd like to add?
This is our heritage, our past, our present, our future. Come on out and celebrate this community.
Absolutely. Julie King, Tony Lignanestle, thank you so much, and thanks for all the work you put into it.
You're welcome. Thank you.